Worcester Wheels is an organisation that offers community transport and provides dial-a-ride services for thousands of people who may struggle to access public transport. Now, it's a real lifeline for so many. You see them about with the minibuses. You may not know that there are the individual cars as well. And the charity are now looking for more volunteers. Graham Heath, a trustee of Worcester Wheels, joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Graham.
Morning, Tammy. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, tell us about the vital service that Worcester Wheels provides, Graham, for those who don't know.
Well, as you say, it's really to people who have difficulty accessing public transport. And obviously, the way public transport is diminishing, if you like, from a commercial point of view, we seem to be filling an ever-increasing gap, which is demonstrated by just the number of people who are joining us and the fact that we've had to extend our opening hours to meet that demand. And it's constant. And so we're really on a drive to try and encourage private car drivers to join us, to give of their time and use their vehicle, because it gives us increased flexibility. It supplements our minibus fleet, and it enables us to meet that demand.
Okay, lots of things I want to ask you about that. It sparked a lot of questions in my mind. The first one is, obviously, you're looking then for volunteers. What would they be required to do?
Well, basically, they provide their own vehicle. We reimburse them for a mileage at the standard rate of 45 pence a mile. We're looking for a few hours a week. It's we tend to like people to pick a day, one day in the week when we can rely on them. But it is entirely flexible. A few hours might turn into a day. Some of our volunteers will do 2 or 3 days because they enjoy it so much.
Now, that's the thing, because not only are folk who need to be taken somewhere, whether that's a medical appointment to the shops or wherever, not only are they gaining something out of this, but it's that gift of giving, isn't it? Volunteering. Talk to me about the benefits for those who volunteer. You do it. What do you get out of it?
Well, I think I approached you initially because I wanted to express the sort of well-being benefits to us as the volunteers. The reaction from our customers, we build up friendships. They tell us all sorts of stories. We seriously enjoy our time spent doing this work because we're in a one-to-one conversation with a person who may only see 2 or 3 people in a week, and we're taking them to one of their lifeline activities, connecting them with their community. So, I mean, I can feel myself sort of, you know, you feel it in the heart.
I can actually see the emotion there, because what you are doing is being a lifeline for people. Because I have to say, loneliness and isolation, and when you consider where we're positioned in the country, there are pockets of our communities that really are quite cut off sometimes. And in that sense, I can't imagine being on my own, not able to get somewhere. Someone like you knocks the door with a smile on his face and a car to take me, a warm car to take me in a conversation. It's going to make their week, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really brings it home to you. Like just as you say, just as you describe it, people are waiting for you to turn up at the door to take them to that activity that means so much to them. And I must mention that we've introduced a friendship hub now, where we're bringing people in during weekdays for a day at our special hub at Checkets Lane, where we provide them with activities and lunch, and it's just marvellous. It's taken off so well. The demand is incredible. But as I say, that's one element of the bigger picture, and it's the transport side where we need this increased flexibility.
Sorts of people you take then, and where are you taking them?
Well, you name it. Obviously, the obvious one you think of is medical appointments, doctor's surgeries, hospital appointments. But if somebody wants to visit a friend somewhere in the vicinity, then that's just as acceptable.
Absolutely,
from our
yeah.
point of view. We take them to lunch clubs. We take them to other activities, shopping trips. If we're using the minibus, we may well take a few people to a garden centre. We have days out. We have a programme of days out through the year.
I think it's absolutely fabulous. You are providing a lifeline. It's Worcester Wheels. Now, for those people going, do you know what? I could give of my time my car. One other thing that came to mind when you're talking, you say you recompense in terms of the mileage for your petrol or diesel. Mm. What about your insurance, because you're carrying someone in your car?
Yeah, well, our experience is that any private car insurer tends to, it's in your own interest to let them know that you are doing this community transport, but there's no normal penalty for on premium, so it shouldn't affect that at all.
Amazing. So, how do people get involved? There'll be people now listening saying, I could give an hour, 2 hours a day, once a week, once a fortnight, whatever. I could commit to that and take people where they need to go. How do they do that? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I think the best way to go is through the website, worcesterwheels.org.uk. All the information is there about the organisation. It mentions all the volunteering opportunities. But as I say, my particular aim, our particular initiative at the moment is to try and increase our private car drivers. So certainly there's a form on there, a reply form on there, or they can ring up the office.
Yeah, because so often we get people getting in touch about public transport and how it's not always up to scratch for them. It's not in their area. It's not as often or frequent as they like. Or maybe they can't even get to that bus stop because it's half a mile away and they just can't do that. So this is a real lifeline. If you can help, if you can provide transport and some volunteering for Worcester Wheels, have a look at their website. Get in touch with Graham. They're a lovely bunch. And Graham, you have such a big heart. You're such a giver. Congratulations on it to everybody involved with the service, because it's a wonderful thing.
Thank you very much. They're a wonderful team. I can only say that I've been proud to be associated with them, and I love doing the work that I do.
It shows. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. That's Graham Heath, trustee of Worcester Wheels. Look up their website. Offer your services to volunteer if you can. It will make such a difference. And by all that I've heard just now, you'll get something good out of it yourself too.